Now, Tuia is a partnership between Environment Canterbury and Ngā Wurunanga o Ngāi Tahu and or Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu. And in the 5 years since commissioners were appointed to lead Environment Canterbury, the Tuia partnership and work programs turned regional government and iwi relations in Canterbury from disconnected to an exemplar model. You're familiar now with the situation that occurred a couple of days ago when a bill that was put forward by Renoa Tedekatini, the MP for Te Taitonga, passed its third reading and into law. Now, that effectively empowers Environment Canterbury to reinstate two councillors to the organisation from Ngāi Tahu who will have full voting rights. Liz Brown is Te Rōpū Tuia's co-chair, and today she's talking with us about the significance of the legislation and the potential for growth for the organisation charged with respecting, enhancing and monitoring our work, environmental work in the Canterbury region. Liz, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thank you for joining us on the program here on Māori Radio and Tamaki. A warm welcome. E te tuhine, tēnā koe, Liz.
Nei te mihi, mai oha ki a koutou katoa. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Look, it was significant. I spoke with Renoa maybe yesterday, and also reflecting on this, it's for a long time now, Ngāi Tahu have had an involvement with the work of ECAN, but now it's the situation is more formalised. And while there are some opponents, I recognise that too, Liz, it also provides a stepping stone for greater acknowledgement of the treaty and a chance for more collaborative approaches to environmental mahi going forward. Would you be kind enough first to speak of your views on the significance of the legislation and how it affects the organisation going forward, please, Liz?
Well, kia ora. You're absolutely right. This is a very significant moment for us to finally have us formally and a part of the decision-making at the table. We were there as commissioners back when the council was replaced with commissioners, and it was at that stage that Environment Canterbury realised the benefit of having Ngāi Tahu at the table. They found that their decision-making processes were more robust, there was more transparency, it was more efficient, it was less contentious, and so they've been a strong proponent of having Ngāi Tahu remain as members of the council at the table. And to me, this is about a modern-day treaty relationship where we should be part of the decision-making around our environment, and this allows us not just to give advice, but to be actually part of the decision-making. And so I think that's a major step forward for us. This is unique and bespoke to Ngāi Tahu, but I think it does set an example or an exemplar for other iwi to consider how they might be involved at a more structural level within environmental regional entities.
Well, that was National MP Paul Goldsmith's gripe, wasn't it? And he I think, pitched the line that it is the treaty overriding democracy. Do you see any sense in that comment, or do you have a thought to share about it?
I have an alternative view, because from my perspective, democracy favours the majority. And I spoke with my local MP recently who told me her role is to represent the majority. And so that doesn't represent me. And as a treaty partner, I believe it is my right to have my voice heard within Aotearoa as well. And if democracy favours the majority, then how is my voice equally heard? And this is the first step, I believe, to achieving that.
We as Māori value the extra dimension we can bring into discussions of a mainstream nature, because we have a cultural, historical perspective that we value and hope can assist in the decision-making, even in a modern-day mainstream context. But not everyone sees that Now, election of councils has traditionally been a popularity contest rather than one based on ability. Do you see this changing with ECAN, that now that Ngāi Tahu are formally involved and have full voting rights? Admittedly, it's just two, so let's not get carried away with it's not like a Māori overtake of the organisation.
No, and people should be assured by it only being two currently that it isn't a takeover. You rightly point out that we bring a worldview that is different. It's a long-term worldview. If I look at our Ngāi Tahu Whakatauki, mō tātou a mōka uri a muri akine, so for us and for our children after us, so we do need to take that long-term perspective. And in environmental matters, I think it is now being more widely recognised that the Te Ao Māori perspective actually brings a richness. And if people had taken note of some of the ways we manage the environment through rāhui or other means, they would actually see that it's beneficial in a modern day way of operating. So I think we only bring additional skills to the table, and that's a benefit to everyone.
How will the representatives that Ngāi Tahu put to ECAN be chosen?
We already have a very robust process in place already for Ngāi Tahu representatives, and we'll be utilising the same sort of system. So a pānui from the Kaiwhakahaere has already gone out to all of Ngāi Tahu whānui, and we have over 74,000 registered members. So she put a pānui out yesterday talking about the bill and foreshadowing that we will be looking for the two representatives. We have a job description already developed that was based on our Tumu Taiao advisors. That's just being adjusted to fit the new role, and that will be advertised very shortly. We will be calling for expressions of interest. We'll be looking to appoint the best two people with the best skill set and the best knowledge base, and they will be selected by a panel of the 10 Papatipu Runanga, and then will be mandated by Ngāi Tahu, and they'll be held to account in a very rigorous basis. In a Māori world, as you would well know, every time you have a conversation with your whānau, you're being held to account. They'll be asking you questions, checking why you made decisions that you might have made. But we'll also have reporting back. Toro Putuia meets on a quarterly basis, so we'll have our representatives reporting to our rōpū, and then there'll be an annual report as well. So, and people will be appointed for a fixed period. It's not a long-term period where I have heard some people say, we'll just be appointing boys for life. And I can assure you that won't be the case.
Thanks very much. Good talking with you, Liz. And, of course, the old catch cry, if you want some cultural help with environmental issues, he can, we can. Thanks very much for joining us on the program there, yep, Liz.
Love it.
All right, so you can use that one if you like. Good on you, Liz. Yeah, thanks very much. Yummy. Okay, it's 8:45. Angela